Part 2.
Let's take three important human emotions: happiness, sadness, and anger. When people are happy, they speak faster and their voice is higher. When they are sad, they speak more slowly and their voice is lower. And when people are angry, they raise their voices or shout. Babies can tell whether their mother is happy or not simply by the sound of her voice, not by her words. What music does is it copies this, and it produces the same emotions. So, faster, higher-pitched music will sound happy. Slow music, with lots of falling pitches, will sound sad. Loud music, with irregular rhythms, will sound angry. It doesn't matter how good or bad the music is. If it has these characteristics, it will make you experience this emotion. Let me give you some examples. For happy, for example, the first movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. For angry, say Mars from The Planets by Holst. And for sad, something like Albinoni's Adagio for strings. Of course, the people who exploit this most are the people who write film soundtracks. They can take a scene which visually has no emotion, and they can make the scene either scary, or calm, or happy, just by the music they write to go with it. Think of the music in the shower scene in Hitchcock's film Psycho. All you can see is a woman having a shower, but the music makes it absolutely terrifying.